Okay, you're listening to Potential Cast Season 6, Episode 21, two to go. After, I cannot read this, a horrific confrontation with Warren, Willow finds herself fighting against Buffy and the rest of the gang who want to prevent her from killing Andrew and Jonathan.
Oh my God. Why? I am a Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
Intro cast theme composer extraordinaire.
This is the episode that features the long-awaited and welcome return of a classic British figure.
Oh my, does it ever!
Tell me about it.
Awesome. Okay, confirm, Illyrio, Gabby, Kim, you have never seen this series before, ever, and you didn't know what was going to happen.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't know what was going to happen, never seen the series before.
So
and you didn't look at the DVD cases, the American DVD cases that have got the big spoiler on.
No, it's still
Well, there's a big spoiler on?
I watch on Netflix.
Cool.
Oh, what's the spoiler?
Oh, Willow
oh my
with black
God,
hair.
She's Willow with black hair. No, that's the first time I've ever
seen
she's
that. She's black hair and she's got all the veins on and things like that. UK edition, that doesn't happen.
Wow. No, I've never seen that before. This is the first time I've seen it.
No, the more I watch the show, the more I'm surprised of the things that we don't know.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You know, because it's been out there forever. I was just like, how are we still being shocked? Like, before we were recording, Gabby said she audibly gasped at the end of this episode. I went, oh shit! That's exactly what I said. Because I thought they were going to reveal that Dawn was going to do something stupid because she walked out of frame and then she's going to come back. And I was like, and then I was like, yeah! Charles, oh shit! That's exactly what I did.
In my defense, I was in a very small, confined space with hundreds of other people. So I was on my best behavior.
Were you on a plane?
I was on a plane, and I freaked out. I audibly, I gasped so loudly that that the people in front of me turned around to make sure that something wasn't going on inappropriate. Because spoiler alert, happens again 42 minutes later. Oh my God.
Yeah. I recorded a commentary for Two to Go ages ago. I think it was pretty well received. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I may or may not have recorded a commentary tonight, right before this, for Grave.
Well, had you already seen it though?
No.
Oh, nice.
I waited a long time. Me wait a long time. Hello, 8 viewers that we have. Welcome to Potential Cast Live.
Live.
Woo.
Sometimes it when we, you know, how we schedule time to record and then sometimes we have to back out and all that stuff. So I always try to watch it the right before we record, so it's fresh in my head. So today I watched the first this episode. I watched it around 2 in the afternoon and I was so tired, but I was like, I gotta watch this. And like, I fell asleep the last like 15 minutes and I was like, I can't believe I fell asleep through that, because I was so into the episode. I was just dead tired. I'd been up since 3:30 in the morning, but I watched it again. I was just like, these two episodes were amazing.
Agreed.
Like, there are things that are happening, and I was just like, oh, I bet you Illyria was, like, jumping out of his seat for this. So good. Wow. This is what you wanted, right? This is exactly what you wanted.
Listen, I'm not going to spoil my commentary for Grave. All I have to say is Tutugo made me super, super, super happy, and Grave had me conflicted.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I was conflicted.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was conflicted because I like Giles.
Yeah, this episode was fantastic.
Yeah, so that, yeah, let's talk about this one. So, okay. First and foremost, all of my dreams came true.
Yes.
I could not have been happier with regards to predictions, not just predictions, but, you know, things I wanted to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In my wildest of dreams, this, that one scene, you may be able to guess the scene I'm referring to, but that one scene where Willow is, getting all up into Dawn's face.
I was laughing at that scene.
Was so I just download it, listen to it. I was in heaven, if such a place exists. I was there because it was everything I've always been saying about Dawn, and it was being said by my badass favorite Willow. So it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Super happy. The way she steals the power from that rack guy.
Yeah.
Why is everything ringing? The way she steals power from that rack guy was just ridiculous.
Yeah, she's on a tear. It was great.
It was wonderful. She's riding a semi tractor trailer.
That was insane.
Even the cheesy parts were amazing. I have to tell you, I was worried that it was going to get a little overboard, and that ridiculous banshee scream that she let out was awesome.
I was worried too that they were going to become.
Funny that did just happen on my screen at that second.
And Willow taking the wall of the jail out brick by brick. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, I was worried that it was, because I liked it so much, like, I even mm-hmm. thought a little bit, like, this is super dark, like, this is going into angel territory. I was like, I hope,
I know.
I hope they don't cheese out at the end or make it campy, because I'm really enjoying this right now.
And it's a three-parter as well, isn't it? And has that really happened before in Buffy? Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, story strands have carried across, but just, like, it all... I said this when I sent him feedback last time, you know, late at night, when I wasn't really making much sense, like I'm doing right now. And I said about how once it kicks off, it almost sort of turns into real time. Like, the, mm-hmm. the events of this episode could have taken this amount of time to occur, except there's bits where Buffy confronts Willow and then we cut away and then they come back and continue mm-hmm. their conversation. So in fact, it could take less time than we see.
and I liked how it just, when the episode started, it started right where it ended. So because I was thinking, oh, are we going to be jumping ahead a little in time? Nope. We're running through the woods just like we were at the end.
There's that mm-hmm. fear when it becomes clear to you that it's going to be a three-parter that maybe it won't sustain, but kind of does.
I didn't even think of that. I was just so into it.
Mm. It might be hard for me to be objective here because this is essentially my favorite chunk of Buffy. I hadn't really realized it, but you know, mm-hmm. I was so enthused about it last time, and people talk of the people. You know, there are the big event episodes that people always talk about. I've long had a real soft spot for this little trio here. As a, not the trio, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
As a kind of mini movie.
Yeah.
Actually quite a long movie, actually, when you put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I know we're being all positive and stuff, and I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. What took them so long to get to the good stuff?
because they had three episodes to finish the season.
No, what I mean is, why didn't they give us awesome stuff like this earlier? The 19 episodes of...
Oh.
And you know what? I guess it's set up, right? They want to set up the whole Willow fall, and then
she's super happy,
and then she falls again.
They probably had it all mapped up well in advance, but they're like, yeah, we've got 22 episodes. Or how many? 23 episodes?
22 total.
You know, whereas... TV now is what, 18 episodes a season? Something like that?
I don't know. Depends. Isn't Scandal 46?
It feels like it. Yeah.
To be,
Chris, you're saying?
To be that other guy, I think this is as exciting as it is because you've had all of that stuff. And because you've had this crap trio, and you think, are these the villains of the series, really? Even when Warren goes dark, it's like, oh, it's not much, you know? Wow. And then this rug pull happens, you realize your big bad has been under your nose the whole time, and it's been more obvious than you've wanted to realize, you know, that this is going to be the case. And of course the trio are crap. They're meant to be crap because this is going to happen right at the end and blow your frigging mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we stuck with it because there were some episodes.
Now I'm gonna be that guy. Until the end, I had zero interest in what was going on. The end is what hooked me. I mean, I've said it from the beginning, and I know that the big bad of the season is Willow, and it has you know, the trio is just, you know, around for, I don't know, whatever bullshit reason they're around. But whenever any of them are around, I get so turned off, I don't care. I just don't. And knowing that there's still another season left, I just there's no stakes for me. It's like, you know, none of the core group is going to die. Nothing really bad is going to actually happen. Somehow in the end, everything's going to be okay, like, you know, like in 1980s sitcom. And I couldn't feel a sense of urgency. And up until, but then towards the end, that all being said, towards the end, I'm like, oh, how are they going to get out of this pickle? And then Daddy comes home. And it, it made me feel, and that's when I audibly gasped, and I got excited. And that's when it gave me renewed hope for the series. Because I'm the hater.
I find that interesting.
Seven hater.
Not even Spike having a shirtless fist fight with a guy with flaming fists.
Was that flaming fists.
I know, right?
That was kind of awesome, though.
When that is your comic relief for the episode, Spike fighting a man with flaming fists to the death, then you realize you're in a pretty dark episode.
That was kind of cool, because when he hit his fists together, I was like, whew.
I'm afraid I just laughed. It's hilarious.
I wasn't expecting it.
That,
like,
just happened on my screen as well. Amazing.
Guys, we're going to be done in about 32 minutes. Oh, man. I thought every part of this episode was awesome. Anya reading the book and the whole thing, and the it was so tense, and I was so worried about my Anya. You know, Jonathan and
Andrew.
Yes, that guy.
What's his fight?
Being such wimps and awful, and Jonathan being trying to, like, ingratiate himself after everything, and was like, I was conflicted for him as well, and then the fisticuffs, the Buffy versus Willow, the Willow kicking Buffy's ass, it was happening. Guys, it actually happened.
Oh, there is one thing that I thought was super cool, and I almost thought at one point Willow was going to say she was the one who knocks. I was like, oh, no.
I don't know what that refers to, but that's okay.
Okay, well, I want to be
I've chosen not to watch Breaking Bad.
Really?
It was too tense for me. Watched the first season, loved it, and then season two started, it's too tense. Too tense! Too tense. Double life. Ugh. Steph, go
okay,
ahead,
I want to be the person that defends the trio. Okay, remember early in season six? I'm going to be that guy. Let's see, what was it? They were looking at porn, or it was like they said they were looking at porn, and Andrew was like, Sadie. Andrew was like, yeah, we're looking at porn. And then that slowly Andrew kind of came out, and you finally realize that Andrew is in love with Warren, and puts him on a pedestal and everything. And I think that is a fascinating character arc. And with Jonathan being, in these two episodes, Jonathan just flip-flops so many times between, am I going to be moral? Am I going to be a sleazeball,
Yeah. It's definitely, I found this season dragged on a bit, and they weren't like the most awesome of villains.
Jesus.
But then the fact that they turned out to be, or at least Warren turned out to be the catalyst for Willow going off the deep end, I no longer have an issue with them. They serve their purpose.
Yeah. I think they're kind of like, meh. Like, again, it's like, why introduce us to them if they're not going to pay off? Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
they pay off as prey, if you see what I mean.
Yeah,
As a target, and because they and especially Warren are instrumental in the creation of your actual Willow villain.
What like, why introduce us to a whole tail section of a plane and then never
I don't understand. Is that another Breaking Bad reference?
And Buffy and Xander are protecting them, not because they care about them. They're protecting them because they care about Willow.
Yeah, so Willow killed a guy. In the previous episode.
You can't come back.
And now she still wants to kill. She's had a taste for man flesh. Not in that way.
Buffy wants to save her from doing something bad.
Hey,
why
did Andrew and Jonathan have swords?
They were there in the magic store. They just grabbed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why was there swords in the magic shop?
They're magic swords.
Duh.
All right. That explains it. Thank you. I feel stupid now.
It was the first time I noticed the magic box had public toilets.
Didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, in the background, there's a combined ladies and disabled toilet.
I didn't see that.
It's during the fight scene. Keep an eye open for it.
I will.
Just happen now?
maybe just some stray magic created it.
Have they also added a coffee shop component, like in a Barnes & Noble?
Maybe.
A what?
Well, don't try to use your Starbucks app there, because
or at Target.
Your Starbucks app won't work in those stores?
Nope.
No. Listen, Target and Barnes & Noble, they can just type out the code.
And certain casinos in Las Vegas that have Starbucks, you can't use your Starbucks app either.
No, but they can type out the code.
So you're saying they can do it, they just refuse to?
Well, the scanner won't work, but they can type out the code. If you ask nicely, they should comply.
All other world to be.
The Starbucks.
Oh, we've got Starbucks, but they don't do anything exciting like that. We don't have anything. We got nout.
What is the Starbucks you speak of?
Starbucks.
She's a character in BSG.
We call it Star Quids over here, obviously.
Star Quids. Hi-o! Awesome. Hey, I want to try to play Mario's voicemail, yeah?
Yeah,
sure.
Do it.
Let's see if it plays. If it doesn't play, then I'm going to have to play it off my phone up into the microphone. Let's see.
That works either way.
You guys can't hear it?
No.
Huh. That sucks. Oh, that's the problem with setting this up through Safari. I'll play it on my phone through my little speaker, through my little microphone.
Please.
But yeah, so this entire episode here, Steph, Chris, was this kind of like considered to be just hugely, massively amazing? What was most of the fan reaction about it?
Again, I've said this. No, this is on a completely different podcast. I said this. I didn't have much access to what people were saying about it at the time when it was brand new, because I saw it much later on DVD. Even though I didn't look it out. Unfortunately, as far as I'm aware of everyone's opinion of almost all of season six, is they don't like it very much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I really do. Steph?
Yeah. And was it you that pointed out that this was 2001? This was, you know, that season six premiered when September 11th happened. And people's moods were not... They weren't in the mood to watch something fun, and
But this would have been 2002 when this aired, like April, April, May, but yeah, still fresh in everyone's mind. So, obviously, yeah.
Perhaps they were ready for fun then, but they got season six, which is
yeah, maybe they wanted something upbeat.
Very good point.
And fun.
But I know you guys have, and I know we're not going to talk about it here exactly, but I know you guys have seen Grave as well, and the very end of that is not the most popular thing with some fans, and again, I really like that, so
Well, I can't wait to talk about it later.
Yeah, I can't wait to not be on that episode.
Sorry, I'm gonna try to play more as voicemail now through the magic of speaker grills.
Okay.
I'll mime.
What's going on? Can we hear it?
Nope.
Why can't we hear it?
You'd be able to hear it. I'm playing, right? Because you're just holding your phone up to the speaker, correct?
I would be able to hear it if this thing worked. Hey, you know, I'm like a technology teacher. I teach tech real good.
I teach tech good.
Yeah, I don't know what the bloody hell is going on. I'm gonna try again. Promised Moira I wouldn't fuck this up, and I'm fucking it up. Ah! Hey, we have 11 viewers. Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Watch Illyria go bonkers. You've arrived at the right time. He's losing it.
I'm kind of losing it. Okay, let's try this again. Try this again. Touch that bit.
Play the guitar again, by the way.
Where's the chat for this episode? Oh, are they pinned?
Things occur.
Some of the dialogue, she's...
Here we go.
Okay, just watched two to go. Wow. So Willow is just relentless and actually quite cruel. And some of the dialogue she speaks, like to Dawn especially, when she's telling her she's been a whiner, and to Buffy when she said, you know, I was just a sidekick. It's sort of all the stuff that, you might suspect somebody, all the resentment somebody might be nursing, but the way they've done it, the way that Allison Hannigan is choosing to portray this is really pretty darn effective. Yeah, good for her. It's delicious in a way, truly, watching her just embody and sort of self-centered vengeance, but also this cavalier attitude of not really caring about anybody or anyone or anything. So, this was very engrossing. I find myself, you know, not able to turn away. But the ending, oh my god, Giles! Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So, we knew he dabbled in Warlockdom way back when. That's been mentioned and referenced in the past, but I had no idea. He may be potentially, a powerful white warlock, so to speak? So, very much looking forward to seeing their battle. And yeah, very tough to watch Buffy and Willow having at it. Yeah, but you know, as I always say, if it has me this intrigued, that's a sign that it's been quite well done. So I'm going to plow along and watch the next one. And I'm officially getting way ahead of you guys. Sorry, but it's hard not to watch. I don't know how you're not just cheating and watching and going ahead as well. Oh my God, this is horrifying. Okay, you're right. So talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Moira.
Bye, Moira.
I got the technology to work, guys.
Yay!
Yay!
There's actually nothing special about Giles. The English can all do that.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good to know.
So don't piss us off! We ruled the world one time, and we're really guilty about it now.
Really?
Yeah. Some of us are. Oh, okay. Some of us are not guilty about it, and you don't want to talk to those people because they are unpleasant people.
Like Dan, the white van man?
Yes. Yes.
He's him. Basically Britain's version of Joe the Plumber, right?
Oh, God. Yes. If Joe the Plumber was a massive racist.
Oh, okay. I just assumed he was. Sorry, folks. Sorry to all Joes named Plumber. Or Amanda's.
Very good. Amanda Plummer. I like that.
Now,
you didn't think of Christopher Plummer first?
Christopher Plummer is from my hometown.
Christopher Plummer.
Okay. Was Dom, is it just me, or was Dom really screamy and scaredy
annoying
in this episode? Yeah.
I continue to loathe her.
I love Dawn. Everyone is mean.
But I think they played up the, you know, in this episode, because this is what will happen in the next episode.
Dawn is the worst. Mm. She manipulated Clem into bringing her somewhere unsafe.
Yeah.
But that's
he
true.
Said, oh, he likes little girls. And then I was like, why are you even bothering taking her to this guy?
Clem.
Anywhere close to him.
All he wanted to do was have a blind taste test.
He's like every British male celebrity of the 1970s, apparently, according to recent news.
Oh no, let's not do this.
Sorry.
What does that mean?
Oh, there have been unfortunate secrets about...
There have been a number of arrests.
No. Yeah. Do I want to know?
If you want to Google the phrase Operation U-Tree, you'll read all about it.
Oh, no thank you. I'll take your word for it.
None of the names. Anyway, I'm taking him off track.
It's no, it's all good.
But it's so funny because on my television, guess what? Clem just took Dawn to rest.
I'm weird.
This is awesome. So Dawn decides to go after Willow, and then Willow. I mean, you know, I said in my commentary, Dawn, you're gonna find another dead body, girl. This is what you're doing today. Mm. Be careful. And
she kills Jeff Cobra. That's good. It cleans up the Buffyverse a bit.
This is true. And then again, that scene I described is nearly perfect. The scene that impressed me the most was the way that Willow teleported herself, Buffy, and Dawn to the magic box. That was so well done. And it just showed her. As just Mistress of Elements.
I love the way it was shot.
Oh, it was fantastic. That was so good.
Yeah, because
with the background moving around them.
So yeah, good. We were all with Buffy.
Once again, that has just occurred on my screen. This is wonderful. It's really quite impressively timed, everybody.
Right. Here's the thing, I'm not watching it.
The slow move around, and you realize that it's happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without her breaking a sweat or anything wonderful. Yeah. Sorry, Kim.
It really is wonderful.
Now, don't be.
Are you using the magics to make what you want to happen on your screen when you're talking about it?
As I said, the English can all do that.
Oh, okay.
Every time they said magics, I was like, really?
Get over it. I'm over it. You'll be happier. Just get over it.
How about when they said Wicca all the time when they meant Wiccan?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't be a Wicca. Wicca is the thing. A Wiccan is the person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why was that back door open?
I don't know.
The two rogues, they've just grabbed the swords off the wall. The swords were just on the wall near the open back door. That's just a, yeah, it's a bit of plot that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But you need it because they have to have swords. That's it.
Yep.
It's for that moment where Jonathan turns his sword on, what's his name?
Yeah. And goes sinister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor Andrew. He's so lost.
Hmm.
He just needs a leader.
That was the most, that was so disturbing. That I was so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a submissive.
Hey, we got an email from Missy.
Missy Poo.
Excuse me. Hey, Gax.
Hey, Missy.
Excuse me. Darth Rosenberg. I'm sorry, you guys can hate Xander, but I can't. That moment when he's like, she's only my best friend of the whole world, kills me. He needs these women in his life. They make him better, and he knows he's nothing without them. I just feel so bad for him. Andrew is a dweeb, and I'm so glad that Jonathan got cutthroat with him. Ha ha ha. All the virgin jokes were great, too. Go Anya and Xander. Lols. Clem, I loves him. So, Willow killed Rack, strung him up for Donnie to find. Hilarious! I like this sense of humor. I adore Dark Willow, and it's personified in this scene between her and Dawn and later Buffy. Willow's like, you guys are lying, and I'm gonna just spew truth all over you mofos. I know that scene word for word, and I recite it with her every time I watch, which is a lot, because surprise, Seeing Red through Grave are four of my all-time favorite episodes of this series. Anya is amazing, pure perfection. So when Willow chokes her out, I'm like, aw, shit, you messed with the wrong gal. Will, I'm gonna get you for that. Anya's off limits, basically no touches. However, you can beat the shit out of Buffy all you like, because I agree, she really does need a smackdown. Also, that fight sequence is just fantastic. What the hell is that move when Willow kicks Buffy from behind? LOL, I love it. Spiky, still on his quest and stuff. And smoking hot shirtless. Silly Spike, don't grab a hand that's on fire. And then, Giles, it's like, hold up, bitches, I need to intervene and ground your ass. Giles is back, I'm so happy, and he's got some power, too. Knocked Willow on her ass. From Simone.
Whoa, that was an exciting reading.
It was an exciting email.
It was.
It was.
Okay, let's talk about that scene where Anya and Xander are talking, and Xander's afraid that, talk about that scene.
My favorite.
Well, we got here. And sorry.
No, you go ahead, guest.
I'm the interrupter. Oh, okay. that and the scene that Simone talks about is the beginning of Xander kind of reminding the audience that he doesn't have any powers whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He can't teleport. He hasn't got like Slayer agility. He's just some dude. Some dude who cares.
Which, Xander's just this guy, you know?
That's a Xander's private brain care specialist, yes. Gag Halfrond.
Yes,
there.
Yes, indeed.
He still says something really sinister later on, because Xander is, of course, also a creepy, sort of weird Final Solution-y bastard from time to time.
Yeah, see, that's, I don't understand how we're supposed to feel about him.
He's a human and he makes snap judgments. I've said very unpleasant things about people sometimes when I've been upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm still crying.
No.
I'm sorry, Illyrio. Oh. I take it back.
All right. Now everything's fine. my favorite bit is when Xander's talking to Tanya. I forgot the words exactly, but she then said some crack about, what are you going to propose? And I was like, that's right. You tell him exactly what's going on, because that's exactly it. The world was ending and he proposed. So watch out. Watch out, ladies.
Yeah, and she says that, you know, you got away with it you know, I can't exact vengeance on you. And he says something about her sleeping with Spike, and she says, that wasn't vengeance. That was comfort. That was solace. And I was like, can teenagers can they understand that? Is that speaking to teenagers? No.
Our teenagers are big on drama, though. Mm-hmm. They will like the drama of it, even if they don't necessarily relate to it completely.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. When I was a teenager, I was watching soap operas 4 hours a day. I love drama. Hey, I was, man. My VCR was the best programmed VCR on the block. Funny. My VCR was the best programmed VCR on the block.
All right, we want to read Ashley's email?
Yes. Hi, Gaxon Guest.
Hi.
Who else lost it when Giles showed up at the end?
I did.
I suspect that there were screams, flailing, and maybe some swearing of excitement. Illyrio, that is what we call probably one of the biggest fist bump moments in the series. No one saw it coming. Anthony Stewart Head wasn't in the credits until right after he appears at the end of the episode. So on to episode.
Which is how you do it.
Pardon?
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Yes, that is how you do it.
And not put Malcolm David Kelly in the opening titles for before he shows up.
Exactly. Anthony Stewart Head was in the credits until after he appears at the end of the episode. So on to the episode, because other things did happen. Willow killed Warren, and now her friends are absolutely clueless on what to do. Xander is feeling helpless that his best friend since he was 5 has slipped into darkness, and there's nothing he can even do. Buffy trying to sell Willow on the world when she can barely even cope with living it herself. That's like a really depressed person working on a suicide hotline, not going to work. One thing I really found interesting about Dark Willow is that she seems to consider herself another personality. Whenever she refers to Willow, she speaks of her in the third person until Sad Willow shows up. Then it's back to first person. It seems to switch back and forth as if two different people. Andrew's a moron, not realizing that it's over. The trio's over. Their plans of taking over Sunnydale are done. Jonathan accepts his fate, while Andrew struggles to deal with the reality of their situation. I know many were happy when Dark Willow wanted to turn Dawn back, but I felt really bad for the kid. Although maybe hidden reality will stick with Dawn into growing up and maturing. Or she can just end up dying because this is Joss Whedon we're dealing with. The Buffy versus Dark Willow fight was great. This was something that has been a long time coming. Willow going from Buffy's first friend in Sunnydale now to the point where they might be willing to kill each other. Epic pre-fight zoom-ins. I probably should have made that my rating system. Everything seems to be going almost as Illyrio has ever hoped. How will this all end? I love this episode. One of my favorites of the series. I remember as a kid how awesome the Dark Willow story was to me, and it had always stuck in my mind when I think about things I remember from when the series first aired. I give this episode 9.5 challenges accepted. Ashley. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, Dark Willow, she recounts everything that happened in the season, talking about how Buffy, you know, was dead and Willow pulled her out, and, you know, she'd rather be in a insane asylum than deal with the reality and blah, blah, blah. And she kind of, if you think Buffy is a whiny, self-righteous character, she kind of speaks to that too, about how, you know, she just needs to be, you know, she needs to get her come up, and so I don't steal anybody's quote.
Anyone sleeping? Who's sleeping?
No one.
All right, good.
I think someone was laughing. No. Come on.
Well, I don't think we have any more feedback. I do want to say how much this episode was just a joy. And I don't know how much of that was because I'd been waiting for this to happen for so long, and I've been really kind of pushing this is my big prediction, but I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. The fighting at the end, the Stillo versus Stuffy fight, and it was bonkers good. And the fact, even had Giles not shown up at the end, I would have totally been in love with this episode. I liked it.
Agreed.
That's the kind of rating talk I can get behind. I liked it.
Jerk me. But I've admitted on many occasions that when there is prolonged fight sequences, I just zone out. I just
really
do. Like, I don't find them exciting, and
even like, in this episode?
Yeah, I do. Prolonged fight sequences, uh-huh, I just zone out. Sometimes I even fall asleep. For instance, I have never successfully gotten through any Lord of the Rings movie or Hobbit or whatever without falling in one sitting, because I always fall asleep during fight sequences.
I tune out. Lord of the Rings is good, and these fight sequences are interesting to me, but like 90s action movies, I despise. Because it's like mindless, stupid, makes no sense, not in reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just zone out during fight sequences. I don't know if it's because there's too much going on and it loses me, or I just don't care. Or maybe I'm just that much of a lover, not a fighter, that I don't want to watch people fight. I don't know. So with all the fighting and all the nonsense going on, I think maybe that's another, I don't know. I'm trying to justify the fact that I really didn't care for this episode because I'm going to get shit upon.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, because really all it is Buffy hiding, trying to hide Andrew and Jonathan from Willow.
Yeah.
No, it's also Willow just being more badass.
Yeah. I mean, there's
Willow basically went all Terminator on them, right?
Yeah, see, and that's I don't know. I'm trying to think, because again, I watched on an airplane, so I was distracted and trying to be at my best behavior in a metal tube with hundreds of other people. But then when I was rewatching it earlier today, and I'm kind of, it's playing right for me right now, I'm just, meh. And I don't know if it's because I, you know, over the years I've watched better acted television shows or whatever, but like Willow, this being badass and her voice is lower and her intonation is different, I don't buy it. I'm just not buying it.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I bought a hook, line, and sinker, like, and I would pay for it again.
Yeah, I get it. Just my opinion.
I know.
I'm not buying her being bad, and I'm at the point too where I'm like, even assuming she goes good again, she could easily slip back in. So I'm like, oh, it's just time, a matter of time. It's like, are we gonna have to go through all this crap again? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's just move on and be done with it and go on to the final season.
Wow.
Please. Pretty soon.
Very soon. Hey, I think it's time we rate this. Unless we have any more points.
I thought it was great.
Awesome.
I loved most of this episode.
All right. Well, then, Kim, rate it then.
I'm going to give it, again, it wasn't my absolute favorite, so I can't give it a 10, but Giles coming back at the end held us to a 9.5.
Whoa!
I'm going to give it 9.5. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, super amazing cliffhangers. Out of 10.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm going to give this episode 10 out of 10.
Whoa.
I'm giving this episode 10 out of 10. I was right, bitches.
You were. You totally were.
And enjoyed every single second, millisecond of it. It was, for me, all of the kind of Willow's on top of the truck, and Willow's taking the prison wall apart brick by brick, and she's floating around, and she's transporting people, and she's taking Rack's power, and she's killing Rack, and she's being the worst possible ever person towards Dawn. For me, made this episode perfect. Perfect.
Mean man.
So, yeah.
Reminding me of the crapping on Dawn does make me feel better.
Mm. I should hope so.
Maybe I need to look at this through a different set of glasses.
I really thought you guys would have softened on Dawn by now, but it's just not going to happen, is it?
No hope.
No, just like me softening up on Xander. It's not going to happen.
I do remember listening to that first episode when she was revealed to see if you guys were like, hey, whoa, and it was like immediately, nope, don't like it. And I went, maybe they will like it when you know, all is revealed. Nope. Yeah, can't like everything, I guess.
And apparently I like nothing.
Most stupid voice.
Guest, what do you rate the episode?
Me? I really like it. I don't think it can be a 10 on its own. It's too entrenched as, you know, it's the middle part of a thing. You know,
Empire Strikes Back was the better movie. So yeah, it could be the best one.
Truth.
Well, I guess so, but like, you know,
it's the Mockingjay part one.
I don't know. I don't do halves, you see, but like, the 9. No, I'm going to be conservative and give it the kicking of 9 square inches out of 10 of an ass.
Very nice.
Thank you.
How Willow shows how ineffectual the police are. Like, the police do. They don't matter one bit.
The police can't even get a hot coffee. That coffee's leaning up against that windscreen and no condensation whatsoever. That is a cold coffee.
And the how Willow transports Buffy and Dawn is amazing. Mm. And I'm going to be in to save the day. Is fantastic, but I don't know, the Anya vengeance demon thing irks me to death. She's like, okay, I give this 8 out of 10 exposition dumping vengeance transporting vengeance demon. I mean, like, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's adorable.
Yes.
That outfit is so cute, and her ponytail is so cute, and the way she delivers her lines are so cute, but I don't know, it just... I can't stand it. I take 2 points away.
Whoa!
Wow. Alright.
I'm gonna call you Debbie from now on, Steph.
Oh, I don't... Well, I haven't gone yet.
Where's that mute button?
Yeah, so the crapping on Dawn thing was kind of awesome. And I totally, even though I had watched it again, because I zone out, the transportating
was
pretty sweet. Was pretty sweet. So, And the end, oh my God, the end takes away to me all the stuff I hated. And, so it wasn't completely unenjoyable. I'm just, I remember sitting there all the times I watched this episode, just waiting for it to be done so that we can move on, so we can get into something else. Just be done with all this, be done with this story arc. Let's move on to something else. So I am going to give it 7 out of 10 truck driving magic mamas.
Very nice. Ah, there's a beast, some kind of hell beast. And Steph's...
There's some dog things occurring.
Steph's home. Mm. Hey, all is that what time. We thought?
Yes.
All of us?
Yep.
Mm,
yep.
If only people could let us know what they think.
Hmm. Email us, potentialcast@gmail.com.
This is true. Potentialcast@gmail.com does exist. You can tweet us at potentialcast, facebook.com/groups/ Illyria was right. I mean, potentialcast is the Facebook group for you to join. Potentialcast.com is where you can download the episode directly. Reminder, we have dedicated blogs on Blogspot for seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of Potentialcast. So, yeah, subscribe to those or just click on them and download as many as you wish. There's no limit on how many you can download. You can download all of our... How many episodes we're up to? We're up to a lot of episodes.
And that is the limit. You can't download more than there are.
Yes, this is true. There is a limit. Hmm. Hey.
Quote.
We do quotes now?
Oh, shit. You guys had that, right?
Yeah.
I've just got the secret uncut version.
It's the British version. I'll go first.
The post watershed UK version.
No, please. You're telling me you don't remember? You used to be, what, some mystical ball of energy? Maybe that's why you're crying all the time. Donnie. You don't belong here. Want to go back? End the pain? You'll be happier. I'd be happier. We'll all be a lot happier without having to listen to all your constant whining. Mom, Buffy, Tara, come on. Someone's got to stop the carnage. It's time you went back to being a little energy ball.
Well done.
Aww.
Well done.
Yeah, that would be nice if she went back to being a little energy ball, actually. Mm-hmm. Then this would have gotten a 10 out
of it. Well, a 9, because there's no brown.
Boo.
Yeah. My gosh.
Then it would have been an 11. What? I would have broken the rule.
Broken the rule. And if no one goes next, I'm going to have a Clem quote.
I'm going. I got a quote.
I got some, yeah.
I've got a Spike quote.
Me.
I wouldn't have found some.
Son of a... That's it. And the flaming fist man punches Spike. That's what happened. Mm-hmm.
Flaming fist man.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Yeah, that
Shut
was
Shut up, Jonathan.
Andrew was killing me with all his nicknames this episode. Jerkathon. Wicca Bitch. Darth Willow. So great.
I'm sick of all the calling women bitches thing.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
I'm over it.
You know, but I think there's more sensitivity to that word now than there was back then. It was like they just discovered they could say it, so they said it a lot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like how is Dick right now? Dick in every episode of Supernatural, you know, they know they can say it now, so they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that the word that standards and practices just relaxes on? They do, like, you change it every so often, and you can hammer it into the ground. Yeah. Bastard showed up a lot in Friends, which is always a surprise.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wait, I got one. No, honey, I am the magic.
Yeah.
So one who knocks.
Mic drop.
Tell you what, let me get my hat and coat. I'll take you to a movie. We'll go nuts. PG-13.
I can be a real boredom buster if you just give me half a chance. I'm gonna use that one.
Sorry.
Hmm?
Nothing. Watching a sporting event.
Oh,
sports.
Oh, yeah, my team was playing sports puck today. I didn't even watch because they've been on a losing streak. So there.
Sport.
Oh, I forgot to rant and rave about Sander. Oh, well, I'm sure I'll do that later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got nothing else.
Nope.
Me neither.
All of the only thing I've got left really that I like is an exchange. I don't want to hurt you. No problem. I didn't say I wouldn't.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. That was my second quote. That was pretty badass. I loved that quote. For once, I was like, way to go, Buffy.
Nice.
But yeah. We're talking, who said, mentioned it earlier about the big fist pump moment?
Or Ashley.
I totally did that when Giles came on the screen. I remember way back in the first season of the finale when it's like Stephanie was talking about how there's a shot of like the whole like the cast and they're walking to like the theme song I think was playing and you're like that's a real fist pump moment like ugh.
That was the end of season one when they're all walking to the Masters, which I thought was a little more cringeworthy than fist pump worthy. Yeah.
Exactly. But Rupert coming back, Giles coming back, fist pump. That's what a fist pump moment is. Yes! So good.
I wonder what happens next.
Right? What does happen next week, Stephanie?
What's it called, Steph?
Grave.
Ooh, ominous title.
Grave.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Thanks for being on at such an ungodly hour in your time zone.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll probably hang about and watch the next one on YouTube anyway.
No.
Oh, Secrets of the Pharaohs.
Awesome.
I didn't know how that sentence was going to end when I started saying it. You can tell, can't you?
Yeah, kind of. But it's all good.
Right. What were you asking me then?
I was going to ask you to plug your show. Or shows that you do on the internet. How can people get more of you in their ear holes?
If they would want to do that, when Doctor Who is on the air, I do Doctor Who, the 11th Hour podcasts with a friend called Joe. That's at ehpodcast.com. When Doctor Who isn't on, he and I do a thing called Joe and Chris Do a Thing. That's at jcdothing.blogspot.com. And I've also started a thing called The Last Word, a press gang intro cast with a guy called Illyrio.
Oh, that's my name.
That is, yes. He sounds a lot like you too.
Bastard.
Press gang and is lastwordpodcast.com. I seem to recall. And all the info for subscribing and going on the Facebook group so that you can actually be linked to the episodes on YouTube. It's all there, because otherwise you have to pay for the DVDs and then find out you can't play them unless you PAL standard.
Mm-hmm. My Uncle Nefarious gave me a copy of the first season.
Wicked. Oh, have you got the... Okay, cool.
He lives in Vermont.
Oh, right. I know him.
Yep.
All right, am I away?
Podcast with us. I can't wait to get back to Redemption Cast, by the way, guys. I'm looking forward to that.
Me neither.
So, Chris, thank you so much. Hope
you
to see
are
you
very
again.
Welcome, everybody.
Are you scheduled
Lovely
to guest to... with us on season 7, or is this it?
No, I have one. I basically, ever since my season 1 appearance, my second appearance has been booked to be a season 7 episode because your guest slot's all filled up. But you were available. There was an available gap this evening, so here I am waving my hands at the webcam. Yes, and it's lovely to catch up with you and the ladies. Oh, yes. That sounded terrible. I don't normally speak like that. That is why. So nice to catch up with you and the ladies. Oh yeah. Sorry, everybody.
For a moment there.
Sorry.
I was kind of flattered. I'm like, oh, they are like blushed.
Oh, well then. Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't call me a lady anymore.
I will cover my face, but beef up the voice. Yes. It doesn't work. My face.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm podcasting with Ghostwatch. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Don't make me do the Ghostwatch voice.
No, I won't. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
It's the same as my regular voice, but more so.
Awesome. Thanks for joining everyone. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We are the ones joining everyone. For those of you on YouTube, you know, hey, I got to stop the broadcast. I'm going to start another one soon for the other thing we're doing. And yeah, bye. Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Christopher Plummer had a dinner that my mom catered ages ago.
Ooh. Christopher Plummer!
Yeah, and he's a lovely, lovely human being. Had I known he was going to be there, I would have stormed the castle.
You'd have gone to sign your copy of Star Trek VI.
The Undiscovered Country.
It's wonderful.
It is fantastic. Everyone, stop listening to us right now. And go procure yourself. Procure yourself Star Trek VI: The Undiscovered Country. It is bonkers good, and it features one of my favorite cameos,
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Damn right.
Yep.
All right. Oh, not as good as his cameo on Archer.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Do you know who the casting director for Star Trek VI was? Mary Jo Slater.
Ha ha.